This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Many in the Northeast have been digging out after that big storm that knocked out power, closed schools, and made travel dangerous in places. And in California,
there's a silver lining from the latest storm to drench California. California's 11th atmospheric river left the storm-soaked state with a bang, bringing flooded roadways, landslides, and toppled trees to the southern part of the state. But also, a drought-busting rainfall that means the end of water restrictions for nearly 7 million people. The decision brings some relief amid the state's historic drought.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reporting. California always has higher gas prices than the rest of the country, in part because it requires a special blend of gasoline that's better for the environment. But should California impose a penalty on oil companies for price gouging? Governor Gavin Newsom wants state regulators to decide. This would be a first-in-the-nation penalty of its kind. The state of Texas is taking over Houston's public schools, and Democrats are angry. The AP's Julie Walker with why.
The announcement made by the Republican Governor's Education Commissioner amounts to one of the largest school takeovers ever in the U.S. It also deepens a high-stakes rift between Texas's largest city, Houston, where Democrats wield control locally, and state Republican leaders have sought increasing authority. The Texas Education Agency will replace the Houston Independent School District Superintendent and the district's elected Board of Trustees with an appointed board of managers made of residents. The state says the board failed to improve student outcomes while conducting chaotic board meetings. The district is also accused of failing to provide proper special education services.
The number of pregnant women who died fell in 2022, down from a six-decade high during the pandemic. This is AP News. Now, ooh, to mice.
For the first time, scientists have created baby mice from two males. Researchers in Japan took skin cells from the tails of male mice and transformed them. Their process converted male mouse stem cells into female cells and produced functional egg cells. They fertilized those eggs and implanted the embryos into female mice. About 1% of the embryos grew into live mouse pups. Researchers say the pups appear to grow normally and were able to become parents themselves in the usual way. The work was published in the journal Nature. This raises the distant possibility of using the same technique for people, but experts say based on the limited success for mice, no one knows if it would work for humans. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden says his administration is focused on lowering health care costs, and he vows to protect Medicare and Social Security. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.